Hi, my name is Simon Kelly, and I'm the curator of modern and contemporary art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Rachel White Reed has here produced a large plaster sculpture that gives solid form to the empty space within a cupboard. The artist covered her minimalist sculpture in black felt, a soft surface to offset the hardness of the plaster. White Reed's use of felt suggests the darkness of the inside of a closet, a space often used by children as a hiding place. The artist has said that the choice of the wardrobe was, quote, somehow rooted in my childhood, unquote. Born in 1963, White Reed's work often draws on her memories of her upbringing in post-World War II London. Closet is an early example of Rachel White Reed's signature process of making sculpture out of negative space. Her geometrical visual language, as in this work, has always been international in scope, and related particularly to the work of the American minimalists who emerged in the 1960s, such as Donald Judd and Richard Serra. White Reed, however, has set her output apart by her distinctive process and the layered resonances of personal memory in her art. Closet was one of four sculptures shown in an exhibition at the Carlisle Gallery in East London in 1988, and was White Reed's first solo exhibition after graduating from the Slade School of Fine Art. All four of these sculptures are reunited in this introductory space to the St. Louis Art Museum exhibition. To your left is Shallow Breath, a cast of the underside of a bed, made around the time her father was dying. This work reflects White Reed's preoccupation with issues of mortality at this time. Mantle shows the inside of a dressing table, while Torso is an early example of a sculpture of the inside of a hot water bottle. These sculptures all reflect White Reed's fascination with the fabric of a humble bedroom space.